Listen up, my fellow coaches and leaders. The truth is, we all need a space to learn and grow so we can bust through our personal glass ceilings and step into our full potential, especially if we want to create the space to allow others to step into theirs. And that's where I come in. I'm not just a former clinical psychologist, but also a seasoned dream life and business coach with over 2 decades of experience helping people shatter their personal barriers and unleash their greatness. And here's the thing, you don't have to figure this all out on your own. As a heart-centered entrepreneur or industry leader, you deserve the best tools and strategies to help you and your business thrive. And that's why I'm excited to share my experience with you through the Coaching for Coaches podcast. Utilizing powerful combination of clinical skills, quantum physics, and strength-based coaching methods, I'll show you exactly what to do and exactly what to say to unleash your true potential and create a path for your clients to follow. And not just that, I'll also teach you how to build a thriving coaching business around your unique skill set and passions. So let's get started. It's time to answer your calling, make a lasting impact on the world, and create a lucrative living doing exactly what you love. Welcome to the Coaching for Coaches podcast, where greatness begins. All right, you guys, welcome, welcome. My name is Denise Walsh. I am the CEO and founder of Dream Life Coaching here, and you are on the Facebook group Become a Dream Life Coach. So you're either listening in live or listening into the replay, or perhaps you're on the podcast or YouTube and listening to the replay on Coaching for Coaches. Either way, I am glad you are here. And my guess is that you have been thinking about becoming a coach yourself for quite a while. I know, at least for me, it took me, you know, some pivoting time. It took me some years to think, is this something that I can do? Is this for me? And I wonder if you are in a similar place. So if you are listening in live or listening to the replay, please put hashtag replay if you're listening to the replay. If you're listening live, put where you live and how long you have been thinking about becoming a coach. And I share this because I believe that the exercise we're going to do today is going to help you make that decision. In fact, it's an exercise that I teach within 90 Day U-Turn, which is a part of the clinical skills content that Dream Life coaches get in order to support their clients. As a Dream Life coach, you go through 90 Day U-Turn, you practice as a support coach in 90 Day U-Turn, and then you actually get to sell 90 Day U-Turn to your clients. So the cool thing is that as you shift and grow, you're actually able to take what you learn and get paid to do it too. So the exercise that we're going to do today is called How to Make a Powerful Decision. Kimberly's listening live from Lexington, Kentucky. Whoop, whoop. And yes, she is in the midst of becoming a coach herself. And I love that you popped on, Kimberly, because I know for you, you thought about it for a while, but there was all these stinking thinking thoughts, right? That go, I'm not good enough. Am I sure? You know, all that kind of stuff. But when you're in the certification program, you get practice, you get a roadmap, you get accountability, and you get like the exactly what to do and what to say, which is priceless. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce one of the newest Dream Life coaches. She'll be certified this month from Colorado. Please welcome Kim Girard. And the crowd goes wild. He pops in from the waiting room. Yay! Hey, all right. Well, I'm excited to chat with you today and congratulations. This is the month you will be certified, which is really exciting. We just got off of a Dream Life Adventure retreat in Destin, Florida, and you're in the midst of writing your book. So first of all, I want to say congratulations. You have accomplished a lot in the last few months. And I'd love to hear about where life was at this time last year. So like last October, had you been brewing about writing a book for a while or thinking about becoming a coach? Tell me a bit about your process.
You know, I had been. I've actually been thinking about it for several years. So, and I just didn't know which steps to take or exactly what I wanted to do. So a year ago in October, we had had some things going on with my daughter. And I think things started to brew in me a little bit more. Like, maybe this is my path. Maybe looking at her experiences and ours as a family is where I need to go to help support others. So then I was ending the year and the beginning of the year of like, how, what am I going to do? What am I going to do differently? So that I can get started and moving, because I have played with being a coach. I have played with starting some sort of a business to help others right on the self-care path, but I had bought lots of programs. Let's just say that.
Yes. There's a lot of e-courses out there, but that doesn't necessarily mean you put pen to paper or like get the feedback you need to actually implement.
Right. Right.
And so you started with 90-day U-turn in May within the community group. And I'd love to hear a bit about your first experience in 90-day U-turn, because then you ended up deciding to upgrade.
I did. So 90-day U-turn wasn't anything like I expected. And I have to be honest, when I signed up, I didn't even realize there was a weekly meeting. So I feel like once I got all of that set, sitting down and going through that first exercise of where are you at in life and rating it was a big thing for me to go through and really kind of sit down. What would I want better? What do I like now? Where do I feel like we're at? And it just kept getting better from there. You just kept peeling back the layers of the things that have influenced me my whole life, or currently, maybe it's a new thing, and just looked at every piece of that. And does it make sense? Do I want to keep it? Do I not want to keep it? Do I want to change it? So the accountability of a weekly meeting kept me on course and really made me work through those assignments and peeling back my layers.
Right, right. Because like you said, you can buy an e-course. And you can even go through it, but do you actually like sit down and do it? And I know the first time you said, all right, I sat down and I did it. But even the second time you were like, I'm going to be even more intentional and actually sit down and allow those onion layers to be peeled away, so to speak. So you upgraded within that first few months of 90-day U-turn. Why and how did you say, all right, I want to become certified?
So there were so many layers that I felt like I was peeling back. And the biggest thing that hit me, so when I started 90-day U-turn, I was playing small. So I was like, okay, I'm just going to put my goal. And I do have and did have the goal to lose weight and be healthier. I was like, that's going to be my goal, because I keep putting this business thing and it's not getting anywhere. So let's just try something different this time. But within a couple weeks in 90-day U-turn, just hearing the other ladies talk, I realized I was playing it small, and many of them were really peeling back big layers. So I decided to do that as well and started to play
like go
more full out. I'm doing it now, even more all full out. But there is something about saying your stuff out loud. And so there are points in 90-day U-turn where you really start to dream and think about what you want your life to look like. And saying those out loud made me think, so what is my next step, right? If 90-day U-turn is to peel back those layers, what is my next step in getting this business started? And accountability has been really big for me. So those were the main reasons why I chose a certification program. Sorry, my mouth and brain are not on the same frequency today.
You're good. Well, I think you're exactly right. You have the heart to support supporters. So your vision is to support caregivers, essentially parents of those who have mental illness and addiction in their family. And it's an important, it's needed right in this world. And the reality is if it were easy, you would have already been doing it. And so to have a roadmap and support and a community of other coaches who are growing their businesses, who can say, all right, what's your goal and how are you doing? And then we can go back and implement it ourselves, is really powerful. But you decided to write a book. I mean, the reality is like you, I know you bought the program earlier, but you started the community in May and it's only October. And so not only are you getting certified, but you're also deep, like knee deep in writing your book. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So I have to say, I started that one a little higher level too. And as I got my first outline done, I thought, nope, I need to go deeper. So after our retreat a week ago, I did come home and think it's time for me to get really serious, go through all of my journals, start really focusing on that timeline, really focusing on what my message is. And so I've been reworking my timeline. I started off with my intro, so I'm digging in. And you asked me this on our trip. You asked me how it was going to feel to go through this again in a different way, and if I felt like this would be freeing. And I think it is. And I think after doing 90-day U-turn and then going back and looking at my life, I have figured out and the whole story. We are amazing as women, right? And we have done amazing things. And I think it will be freeing and healing as I go through this process and finish this book.
Yeah. What I love about what happened, and I don't know, I'm sure it wasn't on purpose, right? Because the business side says, let's start writing yesterday. Like, why am I not done yet? Like, I've thought about this for a long time, but you needed to heal first. Like, you needed to heal your heart. You needed to shift your mindset. You needed to grow and like release some of that stuff, right? So when you did start writing and you did start going back to those journals, you would be in a shifted place and it wouldn't, you're in a more healed state than you would have been a year ago had you just immediately started writing.
Yeah. And, you know, the premise of 90-day U-turn is to level up, right? You're starting here and your level up is here. And so there are daily things that we do in 90-day U-turn to level up our life. And because of that, I didn't drink a bottle of wine last night when I finished the last of those journals.
Success.
I poured a glass. I crawled into the bathtub. I found something else to put my mind on for a while. Then I came down and I journaled. Right. Yeah. And then I listened to one of the hypnosis on lovability. And that's how I handled the feelings that came up yesterday.
That's amazing. And that's what a healing person does, right? Because it's not that life's not going to happen. It's not that we aren't going to have, you know, fear or emotions pop up again, but it's that we use these healthier coping skills to process through it versus stuffing it or, you know, potentially like unhealthy coping skills that start to snowball too.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, good work. I think that's it's all like everything happens for a reason, right? And I think that you are now more ready to start the process of writing your book because you've learned the skills in 90-day U-turn. But you mentioned that you wanted to utilize this exercise. So as Stream Life coaches, you get a whole like clinical skills library full of different activities and exercises that you can implement in your own program, one-on-one with clients, and or as you utilize 90-day U-turn. And so you decided that one of your favorites was to make a powerful decision, this exercise. So tell me a little bit about why.
You know, when I was deciding whether or not to do the coaching certification, I had some things that were holding me back. So running through these questions when I did that was super helpful in me taking that final leap and moving forward.
Yeah. I think this is a really important skill because I did a live a few weeks ago called The Anxiety Cost. I thought this was super interesting. And basically we talked about the anxiety that pops up between when we want to do something and we actually do it, right? Or the idea comes and then we're like hemming and hawing or second guessing, or we're losing sleep because we're not sure what to do. Like the anxiety of not doing it can actually like last longer than the anxiety that we made a decision, went for it, learned from it. And so they say that the ability to have an idea and implementation, like the smaller that gap can be, the less anxiety you'll have. And I think that this exercise is a really cool thing to learn. So you can, like, whether the answer is yes, I'm going for it, or no, I'm not, there's no right or wrong answer here. It's just, let's make a decision. And once I make a decision, I can get off the fence and things start to show up and things start to move and that anxiety goes down.
Yeah, I agree.
All right. So I'm going to take you through this exercise and okay. We can, I guess, process maybe what you did a few months ago when you were upgrading to the certification program, or if there's something else that pops up that you want to process through, certainly we can do that too. So okay. The first question is what is your goal?
So the ultimate goal, right, is to start my business to help support families who have somebody who has a mental illness and are going through that hard road, and to write a book. So ultimately, that's my goal. And then deciding, what steps do I need to take to actually get to that finish line?
Yeah. Okay. So the goal is to have a book so you can add value to the space of families with mental illness. Mm-hmm. Okay, awesome. And so the next question says, calculate the return on investment over a lifetime. And so this question is interesting because it certainly could be financial. You know, what happens when you have a book on Amazon and you can like you'll sell it for years and years. You'll always be talking about it. You'll always be doing speaking engagements that you will allow you to sell it. You'll maybe refer your clients to it, all of that kind of thing. So once it's out, you can be using it for a decade as you start sharing your story. And so the income that comes from that. The other thing is the investment is also that anxiety cost that we mentioned. You know, what would it feel like at the end of your life knowing that you did the thing that's been on your heart? So do you want to speak to either of those two things?
Well, and I actually kind of have both on my list, right? Okay. So I know that I've had a stirring for probably 10 years now to start a business somewhere along the lines of self-help, but could never really get it to a point where I felt like I had a good solid thing to go out and do. So that was one, right? Looking at this program, will this program give me the tools that I think I need to really get out there? And in doing that, there is, right? If I can get out there and start this business that's been bothering me, and I can get out there and start helping families to not feel alone, and let's start talking about mental illness, that really got my excitement going and that stirring going even more. And then when you think about now, it could be my own business. I have money coming in to help pay the bills. And some of the things I don't love about working for other people go away, right? I get to decide my own time. I get to decide how the business runs. I don't have to do what somebody else says, whether I agree or not, right? So all of those things were on my list.
It was like, I can make money because I have a marketable skill and I have products now that you've got a book and things like that. But then also the fulfillment aspect. You've been starting to do coaching sessions as a support coach with a 90-day U-turn. And it's been really fun to see you start really glow afterwards. So tell us a bit about how actually doing the work has helped you.
Oh, doing the work has been phenomenal. So like I said, I had purchased things before this, but I had not done the kind of work that we're doing in the certification program or with 90-day U-turn. So with the certification program, you go through 90-day U-turn for a second time, you become a support coach, and I have three very beautiful women that I am working with. And my soul is filled each time I get off those calls and I get to see them peeling back those layers and stretching to reach their goals, and just simple questions to ask them to maybe guide them somewhere they just aren't seeing that's right in front of them opens up a whole new world for them that is so exciting.
Yeah. You mentioned to me once, you were like, I'm on cloud nine after these calls. And it's so fun to do the work and then be like, oh my gosh, I love the work. Like, this is what I want to do.
I do. Validating. And what's fascinating to me too, is it's great when I'm listening that there's sometimes things that I take myself as like, oh, that's a great idea. That would help me out as well. So that it's almost a twofold sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah. It's collaboration, isn't it?
Yeah.
I love coaching too. I'm a quality time person, and I'm like, the good conversations, man, just get me every time. That's what I feel like we get to do. Okay. So the next question is what happens if you don't say yes? So that's the other thing to think about too, is like, what happens if things stay the same?
So if things stay the same, I haven't loved what I've been doing the last few years. I've been bored, and I've been doing it right for 30 years. I've been doing accounting, and it's time for a change. So if I don't make that change, I'm going to spend until retirement doing this job that I'm not as excited about and doing things other people ask that I may not agree with, and feeling a little bit stuck in where I'm at with my daughter and our situation. Right? Because if I can get out there and help others and even show her as an example of helping others, I feel like that will change life as well. If I don't do any of that, nothing's changing.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of like, if nothing changes, nothing changes. And if I could have done it on my own already, I would have done it on my own already. So stepping into a community with a roadmap, accountability, and then the ability to practice and build your confidence before you even launch, or like around the time you're launching, right, is a powerful thing. Because it's not just like you get certified and then see you later. You know, we're here a year. So you get certified in the first, 6 months or so. And now we are still hanging out, supporting the business, supporting your launches, giving ideas and strategy. And so again, it's like, my goal is to help you be a great coach, but then also actually help you build the business, not just say, good luck, see you later.
Yeah. And I just want to say the community is amazing as well. And there's lots of things that we can do to play off of each other in the community. That's helpful to all of us. So the community is so important.
Yeah. Yeah. I know you guys are going live on each other's pages and you're utilizing your platforms just for practice and outreach. I mean, there's a lot of ways that we as a Dream Life Coaching community can support each other, because we all do have different niches or different slightly altered, voices or spaces that we're talking to.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
All right. So I've got a few more questions here.
Okay.
And basically we talked about, this is like a really in-depth pros and cons, right? So what will happen if I do this? And then what will happen if I don't do this? And then what won't happen if I do this? And then what won't happen if I don't do this? And so here we're taking pros and cons of what happens if I do, pros and cons, and what happens if I don't, pros and cons. And so walk me through some of that in terms of your decision making.
So the what will happen if I do this, then I will take the steps necessary, right, to learn what I need to learn to start this business. And the goal is to have a successful business at the end, right, where I'm out there talking about mental illness. I'm helping other families with their road, their journey with somebody with a mental illness. And that all feels amazing and hopefully successful enough that I don't have to worry about money or those kind of things, right? It's coming in enough that the bills are paid, debt's paid off, and all of that great stuff.
And then what won't happen if I don't do this? I feel like we probably talked about this. It's just like another way to say it, just in case something else pops up.
Yeah, no, then I'm stuck, right? I'm right. Stuck where I'm at. And the stirring isn't going to go away.
Right.
So somehow I'll have to deal with on a daily basis the stirring of that I never did it and I don't know how it would have happened. And I've already started talking about it. So I don't want to have people say, oh, you didn't do it.
Well, I love that you brought that up, because what I've learned is the stirring doesn't get quieter. It actually gets louder. So the more we stay still, the more the stirring is like, excuse me, like this is the next step for you. This is like your heart is kind of calling. And so one of the steps in this exercise is to consult your intuition and really get quiet And it's like, if I could do what I want to do and have complete confidence that at the end of the day, it was going to have the impact and I'd be able to make the finances that I want to, would I do it?
Yeah, absolutely.
And then without even thinking, right, you answer. Yeah. And that little pause of, but what if, all of that's considered fear. And then we get to decide we're not going to listen to that fear today.
Yeah, absolutely. And there is, right, some of that fear is there is a cost to do this. There's a cost to do the programs. There's a time cost that you're going to have to do into doing all of this. But if you don't do that, how else are you going to? And I've tried those other ways and they did not work for me. The accountability and community have been huge for my movement forward.
Yeah. Amen. Have you had a chance or had a reason to use this sense saying yes, like other in other areas of your life?
Oh, I think I'm showing up differently all over the place.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And I will say on the retreat, there are times I probably would have shied away, but I didn't. I stepped up.
You did. Right,
throughout the whole weekend. So, I think once you say yes in one place, you're more apt to say yes throughout your whole life.
I love that. And you're right. I've seen you go from like, let me just watch and see what's happening to like, I'm in. And you are a beautiful coach. People want to talk to you. You're warm and friendly, but you're also confident and directive. And that confidence is coming as you practice. And so you're taking people places. And I think that that's the space that clients want to be in. They want to be held and supported, but they also want to, you know, be not guided isn't necessarily the right word, but they want, don't want to stay stuck either. So they want to be supported on their journey as they go from where they are now to where they want to be. So if there's people listening who are in that decision-making process right now, like, do I say yes? Do I wait? What would you say to them?
I would say, if you were to say no and not do this, what are you going to do to change where you're at? And I think one of the quickest ways to change where you're at is to say yes and to move forward in the program. Because I've been on the other side of the fence and it's 10 years later until I finally said yes. So saying yes opens up doors that you wouldn't have expected.
Yeah. And within 6 months, you are certified, writing your book, making things happen. And 10 years went by where you just thought about it. So yeah, absolutely. Just saying yes does something where we now are saying, I'm committed to my goal. I'm committed to making this happen. And now you have the roadmap and support for doing it. So
yeah. And the accountability is big because now you have dates, right? We sat down and we set dates. And so it might be easy to sit down and be like, I just want to veg out this weekend. And then on the back of my head, I'm like, nope, you got to get going. If you're going to make this your goal, you got to do it. Got to go in and do it. Go in and do it. Do an hour. And an hour might turn into two, right?
Yeah. Yep. That's exactly it. And we meet every other week to say, how's it going? What's going on? So you do way more when you know other people are watching and care about your progress. So yeah. All right, Kim. Well, thank you for being available today. I so appreciate you. Thank you for choosing this exercise. I think this is one that at first, maybe you like print it off and you use the worksheet, but eventually you just kind of memorize it and you'll be able to make any decision quicker because you can take yourself through the different pros and cons of what will and what won't and listening to your intuition. And the faster we make decisions, the less our anxiety will be.
Yeah, that's true.
All right, you guys, thanks for hanging out and listening in live. If you're listening to the replay, put hashtag replay. If you are interested in becoming a Dream Life Coach and being certified in this content as well, please put hashtag coach and myself or one of the team members will reach out so we can get to know you and see if it would be a good fit for what you've been dreaming about for the last 10 years. Have an awesome day, you guys. Thank you so much, Kim. Have a great day. Thanks. And we'll see you guys soon. Okay. Bye. All right.